Welcome to a damned nation. All right, so hey guys, it's Tuesday. What is this? The 7th, and I want to talk about Teen Titans. But bong bong bong, surprise! You've been ambushed. I'm gonna talk about Teen Titans last. Today is a monumental day. It's basically showing America's true colors once again. Just one of the states that proves that America is run by race soldiers or racist people. And we know who the racist people are, let's keep it real. And it doesn't even have to be one specific group, because there's a lot of people that are just plain racist anyway. But me being the person that I am, I already know we're one of the most hated people on the planet. And the reason why I say this is because the Jim Crow era has returned in Mississippi. God damn, 2023. And the only thing Biden can do is make a speech. Yep, you're president, not mine. First of all, man, you could look it up. With your Mr. President Biden, this man was against integration. He literally was calling, he was literally quoted as saying, we don't need any more Negro mayors. This man said this in anyway, it doesn't even matter. The point is, Biden has said numerous things about black people. He was even part of the third strike law during the Bill Clinton era. This man was literally saying, I don't care what problems they've been through. When they come near killing our mothers or your grandmother. And now people telling me to turn the cheek. America has done this numerous times. I said this in my earlier podcast. Just like I said before, when the apartheid was happening in South Africa, this was all the way up to 93, 94. They didn't put any embargo trade. They didn't do anything to stop South Africa. But now they're trying to make Uganda force them. Oh, if you don't allow gay this is their country. This is their cut. Now you wanna jump up and get back? This world is going to hell. I'm telling you that right now. It's going to hell. And I'm laughing at this because you already know about Florida. How they're like, yo, we don't even want to hear racism anymore. We don't want to hear none of that. We want to erase all signs of racism because guess what? It's hurting Caucasian people's feelings. What about our feelings? Exactly. Nobody gives a fuck. That's the whole point I've been trying to make to you, especially during the gay agenda. Now, look, it's deeper than you being gay. Gay people understand that. The only reason why they even pushing the gay thing is because Caucasians are part of it. Jewish people, gay people are part of it. You cannot be the chosen people and go against the Bible. I'm just saying, if you're the chosen people, if you have me to believe, whether you are atheist or not, if you want me to believe that you are the chosen people, why you not abiding by the laws? Because you are Caucasian yourselves. I can't feel any sympathy for people that have been ostracized or murdered by their own people. You got South Korea, North Korea. What's the difference? That's their own people. You got Germans, the Ashkenazi Jews, murdered by what? Their own people. Black people are ostracized and ridiculed by other people. That's the difference. See, I could see when you're dealing, you could say black on black crime. Yeah, there's white on white crime. There's crime. Everybody kills each other. You kill who's in your neighborhood. That's what it is. Don't try to make it we're more animals than anyone else. Because that's just, it's just ludicrous, man. It's hilarious. So anyway, let's go on the lighter side. Why Teen Titans is whack? First of all, I know you like that, right? Teen Titans is whack. I'm talking about the DC cartoon that used to come on Cartoon Network. This is before Teen Titans Go. You got your man Robin in charge, who has no powers on the team. The only thing advanced about him is his physicality. He's a master in martial arts. He's an average human. Yet he is the leader of powerful beings on the force. You got Beast Boy, who can change to any animal. Starfire, the alien who shoots beams out her eyes. She's very strong. Then you got Cyborg. And then you got Raven with her mystical powers. Cyborg is doesn't need any explanation. He's self-explanatory. He's a damn cyborg. Man, one day this man was working for Slade and he kicked Cyborg. I was like, what is going on? This man chopped a rock, like a stalactite rock in a cave. I said, what? This man, oh my goodness. There was this man bear and Robin caught the dude. He was fighting his bear. Do you know how much a bear weigh? Let's just say a bear weighs 1,000 ton. You look at Robin. This is before he becomes Nightwing. This dude is probably weighs a buck wet. Skinny arms. This dude damn near took out the whole Teen Titans one day just because he was working with Slade. I say he could do that. And they be looking up to this dude. And with the whole Mississippi thing going on, I gotta go there too. Why is Robin the icon? Why is he the leader of powerful beings? Raven can literally take this man out. Cyborg can take him out. Beast Boy, the wackest character, could take Robin out. All he gotta do is turn into a Tyrannosaurus Rex and kill his dude. Yet they make Robin the symbol. He's like the symbol of America. He's like the great, you know, the hype. Come on, man. This dude is corny. And I used to enjoy watching Teen Titans. Then they went to Teen Titans Go, which for some reason became very popular with the youngins. But I'm watching this dude. The things he do is just... Now, look. I know you're like, dude, it's for the kids. Bro, I'm with you with the impossibilities. I get it. It's a cartoon. I don't watch Naruto. I don't watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Hunter X Hunt. Hunter, and I'm like, okay, I get it, because these dudes already have powers. You expect the unexpected, but Robin, he's a human. That's like watching the Avengers and Hawkeye is doing the impossible. Hawkeye is garbage. So is Black Widow. The only thing good about Black Widow is the actress playing her, and she's getting on of age. So it's not looking so great anymore. But anyway, Teen Titans is whack. Now, I just watched another episode, getting back to the Jim Crow era. Let's see, what episode was this? It was season 4, episode 6, and it was about racism. So this being comes from outer space. He's fighting these aliens. And of course, Cyborg and the team are looking up to him. But the only one that wasn't getting any love was Starfire. So the guy was like, oh, you're a Turek or something. Apparently, that's a racial slur that they call Starfire's people. But Robin and them didn't know. So Cyborg, moving along... Because I don't even want to tell you what the whole thing was about, but the episode was definitely about racism. So Cyborg calls Starfire a Turek or whatever the racial epithet was. And she says, you don't call me that. And Cyborg's like, but you told me that word means nothing. She said, yes, I told you it means nothing. That means I'm nothing. Some people out there find our race to be lowly, whatever. And then she asks him, she asks the cyborg, who is black, so-called Afro-American, which is stupid, we're Americans, have you ever been called a judge by that? And he said, yeah, of course, I'm a cyborg. I was like, word, y'all really gonna avoid it? You're not gonna say because he's black. You're gonna say because he's a cyborg. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, that's all the time I have or want to give, because this is some bullshit. But this is crazy. Mississippi's House of Representatives passed Jim Crow law. This shit is true. This is crazy. I'm like, what's next, kid? What's next? Like, bruh, I'm not looking forward to some race war shit. This is all a distraction right now. Because some white person up there told other white people that you're better than this race. And now they got you all fucked up putting out these fake cooties virus shit. Got you taking vaccines. All this is their advantage right now. They're going to have us fighting each other. And the next thing you know, they don't give a fuck about you either. Your own people don't give a fuck about you. I'm telling you that right now. You got Bill Gates up there. Keep buying Xbox. That's the instrument of your own destruction. You're paying for your destruction. Bill Gates got you buying Xboxes so he can fund his new world order to destroy all you fools. And y'all busy fighting about race? That shit is hilarious, kid. Not to say that the supreme white supremacists who are in charge don't think they ain't gonna get rid of you. Don't think they already in Africa giving out vaccines freely. They literally got Bill Gates talking about what we need to do is lower the population by giving out that. This man said this. He told you what he was going to do a long time ago. He said this before 2018, 2019, and nobody saw this. There's a movie you need to see, because this is how people really are. It's called See No Evil. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. When you see the movie, you're going to understand what I'm saying. People will do whatever they are told. They see no evil. They do whatever they're told. The TV tells you there's this, they're going to do what they're told. People are scared. I could tell. It's like you got Howard Stern and all these late night show hosts talking about, hey, if these people don't take the vaccine, well, they should die. Like, yo, that's crazy. Y'all don't see nothing wrong with that. Y'all don't see nothing wrong with that. But yo, that's why Teen Titans suck. Peace.